You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me, where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. Wisconsin's newest license plates are raising money for the International Crane Foundation. The plates were designed by Wisconsin artist Jay Jokum. They feature a sandhill crane and a whooping crane. The Crane Foundation gets a tax-deductible $25 gift with each new plate and annual sticker renewal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay's Redevelopment Authority approves plans for a 6-story multifamily development of apartments and townhomes in the location of a former bank parking lot. The $32 million development would include apartments at a variety of price points, with units available for those starting at 60 to 120% of the area's median income. The plan now goes to the Green Bay Common Council for approval. If given, the project's expected to be completed by spring of 2027. Green Bay's election officials have asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission to dismiss allegations that they mishandled a city council recount in April. Stephen Campbell lost the District 6 race by 15 votes. He asked for a recount, and he still lost. Now his representative is claiming mishandling of the ballots and has asked the election to be thrown out and a new election held. In addition to dismissing the claim, the city also asked the WEC to fine Campbell's representative $500 for filing a frivolous complaint. Driving on the west side of Green Bay may be a little tense starting Monday when Dousman Street at Woodlawn Avenue will be closed until the 28th of October. Traffic from Dousman will be detoured to North Ashland, then West Walnut, then Gray Street. Motorists should expect backups and are encouraged to find alternate routes. The Unified School District of De Pere is under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction following a board member's accusations that the district's reading curriculum is violating Wisconsin law. At issue is a curriculum that board member Melissa Neffenegger says uses 3-cueing, a method of reading using contextual clues. Director of Curriculum and Instruction Kathy Van Pay says the reading recovery program used in De Pere does not use the now illegal in Wisconsin 3-cueing method to teach literacy. Before Hurricane Milton hit, a Fox Valley man left Wisconsin and headed to Tampa to help. Dan Van Evenhoven is a volunteer with Amateur Radio Emergency Services.
what I'm offering is communications to talk to the outside world.
Say your phone doesn't work and you've got relatives out in San Diego. You know, you want to get a hold of them, just tell them, hey, I'm okay, you know, but no way to get a hold of them. That's what where we come in.
He says messages can take up to 45 minutes to send.
When they're getting those messages out, it's very, very rewarding.
Van Evenhoven will be stationed where needed the most, which is usually the center of the hardest hit areas. He's been volunteering in hurricane zones for 40 years. Because of the hurricanes in the southeast, blood collection efforts have been affected and more donations are needed in other areas to keep the blood supply stable. You can donate today at Calvary Lutheran Church in Green Bay from 1 until 6 p.m. and tomorrow at the Elks Lodge in Green Bay from 7:30 until 12:30 p.m. and the American Legion on Water Street in New London from 10 until 3 p.m. Donations can also be made at the Green Bay Blood Donation Center on Deckner Avenue. Visit redcross.org to schedule your blood donation and visit civicmedia.us/help for other ways to assist. A federal grand jury has indicted a 49-year-old Manitowoc County man for producing child pornography and that he did so as a registered sex offender. The indictment alleges that Robert D. Knights of Kossuth hired a minor child to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of visual depiction. If convicted, Knights faces a mandatory 35 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. He'll also have to register as a sex offender in state and federal law. Small businesses in rural Oconto County will be able to access technical assistance from the Oconto County Economic Development Corporation, thanks to grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Business Development Grants Program. Oconto County got $90,000 that it will use in the Suring and Lena areas to help at least 10 businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Dobbs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There have been whispers over the years in Hollywood that Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton had actual sex during the filming of Monsters Ball. Berry appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast to officially state that she and Thornton did not have sex during the filming, adding that Thornton was married to Angelina Jolie at the time. Billy Bob also denied rumors in 2012 on a different podcast. Berry became the first black woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for her performance in the 2001 film. Pretending to enjoy sex with Billy Bob probably really stood out. Misfit singer Chapel Roan called her high school theater teacher the B word on stage. Roan is apparently still salty that she got kicked out of the theater club in high school. Since then, her legion of social media followers came to her defense and share their own horrible relationships with high school theater teachers being mean and kicking kids out of theater programs across the globe. Look inward, Chapel and followers. Maybe you're just really bad actors. It's always fun when A-listers with good track records team up on a movie project. Deadline reports that Christopher Nolan's next film will be at Universal, the same studio behind Oppenheimer, a film that took home multiple Oscars and made almost $1 billion worldwide. Oppenheimer actor Matt Damon is rumored to play the lead. Like all Nolan projects, the plot of the film is a big secret, but the film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and will have an IMAX release July 17, 2026. Jenna Fischer just disclosed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall, but is now cancer-free. Fischer played Pam Beasley on The Office for the run of the show and decided to go public with her cancer struggle this month, given that she was diagnosed in October 2023. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She is using her platform to encourage all women to get their routine mammograms, saying if she had waited another 6 months, it might have been too late. good advice. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately. So they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We only have a couple more days of this fairly mild summer-like weather before things change. We're talking highs dropping into the 50s by late weekend into next week. Today, sunny, 70, 51 tonight. We'll get to around 78 for a high tomorrow. Then Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.